Monkeypox is a man-made bioweapon engineered for intentional release, and we have the receipts. We have the proof. Plus, famine is coming and a huge victory for the people against a one-world government. All of that on today's program, May 31st, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. The intentionally released man-made bioweapon sold to the public as a virus and then marketed as a fear product called COVID-19 has largely run its course. So now the genocidal psychopaths are beginning to panic, and the CDC is now raising travel alerts for monkeypox. There have been just about 200 cases in more than 20 countries, most of them concentrated, of course, among homosexuals, who, to no surprise, have spread the virus through their promiscuous and disgusting sexual depravity. At least that's the official story. But incredibly enough, globalists were plotting the course of a monkeypox outcome at this exact time a year ago. We're entirely serious. In March of 2021, at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, 19 supposed experts carried out a detailed simulation, a war game, a war simulation of a monkeypox outbreak starting on May 15th of 2022. How prophetic they are. The simulation included researchers from the Gates Foundation, as well as the head of Johnson & Johnson's Research and Development Department, a Chinese government official, and a former United States senator called Sam Nunn. In this simulation, by the way, monkeypox is not a natural, but no, a secretly released lab-enhanced version. And in the simulation, the virus kills 271 million people over the course of 2 years. Basically, the simulation was to have COVID, except the disease is actually dangerous this time. Edward Zoll is a Stu Peters Show investigative reporter. He's been digging deep into this topic, and he joins us now with more. Edward?
You know, Stu, we look at these events, these simulations. They call them simulations. They're war drills. I'm starting to look at it in a different light. Okay, they got together last year in Germany to plan. It wasn't a drill. It wasn't a hypothetical. If we were looking at this as a situation where someone carried out an attack on you and you or I, you know, it'd be ill-advised at best. Okay?
Bad idea.
You're not going to survive that. Bad idea. If you did this, though, you got together, you conspired, you put together the means of the attack, you met with the people that give you the resources to do it, and then the attack happens. Guess what that would be? It's a conspiracy to commit terrorism, attempted murder, homicide, and in a sense, suicide on your half if you try this. But this is the point. When they have these drills, Stu, and they did have this drill, they did conduct the drill. The head of the CDC in China, Mr. Gao, okay, the same man who was at Event 201, October 2019, the same players, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, the NIH, the CDC and the Chinese version and the Pentagon got together in October 2019 to conduct what's now being referred to as Event 201. They simulated a global pandemic with coronavirus. They had, at that same event, the people who would be necessary to create a vaccine. All right, we know this, a bioweapon, mRNA technology being deployed. The interesting thing here is that we found this probably too quickly. I have to wonder about this, right? We found now the drill for the monkeypox. We looked at the timetable briefed last year in Munich. Turned out, oh my goodness, May 15th, 2022 was when it would come out to the world. It did come out. Also, at the same time, look at this. You have an exclusive vaccine that the government's paid $110 million for. They have these vials getting ready to be deployed around. We don't know that these aren't going to be the same mRNA bioweapon death jabs that we've seen with COVID-19. What I do know is purebloods like you and I are going to avoid this like the plague, and we're going to warn as many people as we can that this is another pandemic meant for depopulation.
So the United States taxpayer is being soaked to fund the Pentagon and all of the usual suspects that you just named that were responsible for planning and plotting Event 201. So the United States taxpayer is literally reaching into their retirement savings and everywhere else into their own wallets and their bank accounts, writing checks to support this plot and plan. Now, like what you said, if I were to be caught with a notebook ream full of handwritten or typed out notes and strategy to target a specific person or group of people to then carry out a murder, their death, just by finding my plan would land me in jail for conspiracy to commit murder. These people are planning at the cost of the taxpayer and plotting mass murder and genocide, and they're still walking around free.
Yes, and Stu, as every day passes, I'm finding more money that's been taken from grandmas, parents, people like you and I that we actually found today. There's a grant that Dr. Fauci's NIH gave for, guess what? September 2020, research into monkeypox, treatment of monkeypox, treatment of specifically resistant, vaccine-resistant monkeypox. Again, this isn't a coincidence. It's a plot to kill you and I. It's a plot to infect and depopulate the world. And of course, make the world pay for our own destruction. Now, this drill is really important, Stu, when it comes to the drill involving monkeypox, okay? This drill laid out that by next year, December, they have a Christmas present reportedly through this drill for us. And it is the total of 3.2 billion cases. So they're claiming monkeypox will spread to the entire world. They're also claiming 271 million deaths. Now, this is the part that's really important. They claim their drill, the only way to end this, the only way to stop this, reduce that number, the only way we can stop 271 million people from being killed, let me take the gun away from your head. Guess what? If you give over your rights to a global health body, like the WHO pandemic treaty that right now is being negotiated, our sovereignty is being given away by some politicians. Right now is the time we tell them, no more. You will cause a revolution in this country if you dare try to push us into more lockdowns.
So what is it exactly that they war gamed? The 271 million people, the injections were already going to be ready. We can assume that these are going to be mRNA deployed bioweapon technology. It'll probably be the same exact death serum that we're using right now for COVID-19. It'll just be, they'll put all of these things into one injection. It'll just be a great thing that you get, every other day, or instead of communion at church on Sundays, you'll just get your injection, probably from the guy at the pulpit who's a false teacher, like we're seeing so many times as churches sell out and become globalist paid shills more and more often. But what did they predict in here specifically as to how quickly this thing is going to spread? And did they employ the media to help them to purvey this message?
Well, they didn't just employ the media specifically there. They actually involved the media as the direct distribution mechanism for the propaganda. Now, I want to preface all this by saying you and I and every other pure blood saved by the blood of Jesus Christian listening to this, do not be afraid. You are protected by the blood of Christ. What these evil people have prepared is an unholy communion, yes, through an MRI shot, through other bioweapons specific to the drill. They laid out the attack date is May 15th. All right, the attack date, now we're past this. January 10th, 2023 is the next notable marker on the timeline. Now they're claiming that a national response is enacted. So January 2023, keep your eyes out, because the government's claiming they'll have 83 countries impacted, 1.3 million deaths, and interestingly, international supply chain challenges, meaning there's shortages now caused by the monkeypox spreading. Go to now May 10th of 2023. You have 27 million deaths globally, 480 million cases. And it turns out now we have a revelation. This was in the drill put out by GNN. That's the name of the globalist propaganda out, the globalist news network, okay? The revelation of the terror group origins, infiltration of civilian biolabs. So they're claiming that how this spread, how monkeypox got out from Africa, that was ever mutated before, and Reuters is even reporting, WHO is just saying there's been no mutation of the current alleged strain of monkeypox. So it's just somehow they made it out of Africa. It has made it out. Now they're claiming that a bioweapons group at a civilian lab, what you mean, like Johnson & Johnson, like Pfizer, those seem to be bioweapon labs. They're claiming that's where it was engineered. December 1st, 2023 is the marker that I mentioned about the 271 million deaths. And this is also the marker where they said in the drill, Stu, the only way to reduce this is if we all come together now, preemptively conspire to take the rights away from you and I to save us.
Wow. So at what point does the vaccine that's going to save everybody come out? And how does it fail so miserably that still yet 271 million people are pronounced dead from this? And by the way, does that include people that are hit by a train, get involved in a car accident, or have severe extreme obesity, or men who are doing each other up the butthole and all this other kind of stuff? Are these going to be considered monkeypox deaths, just like what we saw with COVID-19? Oh, and then will there be a murderous death protocol? Oh, and by the way, will remdesivir magically help to save you? And will you need a ventilator, even though it's not a respiratory disease?
All those, and then school shootings too. Everything will be caused by monkeypox, right? Now, seriously, these people are nuts. They're absolutely bonkers. Next year, I'd say July on the timeline is when they believe the vaccine will be fully distributed. Now, when our government in reality has ordered the exclusive monkeypox vaccine that's on its way, it will take some time to be produced. So it actually is on that same timeline. But according to the drill, next year is when the vaccine's available by summer. And they have, quote, international supply chain problems with having to supply it to people. So if the government goes along to the drill, which we're going to call just the plan, the pre-plan, then they may use the military not only to lock down the country, but also to distribute the vaccine, much of like they had planned for COVID, but there was a resistance that stopped the COVID lockdowns. This appears to be chapter two.
Well, thanks to Operation Warp Speed, they will certainly be able to pump out this mRNA genocidal bioweapon in a real quick turnaround type fashion. So we can appreciate that. Trust the plan, right, Edward? Edward Zoll, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
God bless you, Stu.
God bless you too, Edward. And, you know, as Edward said, pure blood, Jesus believing, God fearing Christians have nothing to worry about. Turn off the TV, actually, because it rots the brain. But bootleg, screen record, or otherwise save that interview that we just did with Edward Zoll. Make sure that you remember those benchmarks and those times and those dates. And then you can go back on those dates and take a look at GNN, the Globalist News Network. In other words, CNN. Just like they war gamed out, and see exactly what they're talking about. And that includes Fox, by the way, and Newsmax, because they all take money from big pharma and from globalist corporate sponsors, unlike what we do here. No, instead, we have people that actually want to help you, like Goldco. Call my good friends at Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Goldco has already helped thousands of Americans to protect their retirement savings, which you're going to have access to because we're going to defeat these people in Jesus' name. So you have to plan for the future. Everything that you've worked hard for and even harder to save is now at risk. So protect it with physical gold and silver by calling my good friends over at Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
Did you know income tax is criminal? A blank in the Communist Manifesto. Why does the government officially say there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax? Freedom Law School knows the truth. Check it out for yourself at livefreenow.org and start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Go to livefreenow.org today or call 813-444-4800. Livefreenow.org today.
So now we have the receipts, we have the proof. The whole monkeypox hoax was completely planned a year ago. Well, of course, they're going to have to push you to something with all of that fear. You know, trillions of dollars in profit for some mRNA jab, some death serum. Well, guess what? It turns out that in 2019, the smallpox vaccine was reapproved. Why would that be? Dr. Jane Ruby is here to join us with more on that now. So for a virus that's essentially non-existent, smallpox, we've reapproved a vaccine for this non-existent virus way back in 2019. And oh, conveniently, this will work for monkeypox.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sue, there are many ways we know they're lying, but how about a couple more? The other smallpox vaccine that they're dragging out now with Jynneos, as you rightly pointed out, that was approved in 2019. The other one's called ACAM 2000. That was approved, you ready? In August of 2007. Again, when there was a total eradication of smallpox. And here's the other thing. These are just supposedly smallpox vaccines. They expect, quote unquote, their words, they expect that they'll work for monkeypox. Now, we don't even have, you know, short-term interim analysis anymore, which is a crime, a literal crime. We now have no studies. It's just, you know, if the CEO of Pfizer feels a certain way, or maybe if the FDA expects one thing to work for another, this is outright, I mean, it's just blatant lying. And everybody should take a step back and say, you guys are a joke. You're a joke on this monkeypox thing.
Yeah. So isn't that a crime in and of itself to push something that you don't know if it works for, something that you don't know if it works for?
Yeah, they're using the terms safe and effective. And as I've said many times, those are legal terms. They're not adjectives. And to use them without even having a trial in whatever this monkeypox is, by the way, the Canadian government itself, which is totally corrupt, even had to admit that 95% recently of the cases they thought were presumptive monkeypox, Stu, they turned out to definitively be diagnosed as shingles, which obviously could be related to the jabs because there are so many Canadians that unfortunately, you know, fell to the jab narrative. And that's what's happening.
Well, I would be willing to bet that not, this isn't speculation. I would be willing to bet, and my personal opinion, that this is 100% antibody-dependent enhancement. You talked about this since the inception, the rollout of these shots, when we started finding out what was in them, that they were going to break down the immune system. Look, now we have vaccine-induced AIDS. We have all kinds of rashes. These things are self-transmitting and spreading on their own. The shedding is affecting people. We have people that work for the Stu Peter Show, I learned in our meeting this morning, that can't even be around vax people because they get these hangover-type symptoms and these heavy headaches all the time. And I have experienced this myself. So we already know that this is happening. So this whole monkeypox thing could have been preparation for a justification for what was going to happen, not in side effects or adverse events, but intended consequences from the dangerous and deadly shots that they knew were dangerous and knew were deadly while they were telling the whole world that they were safe and effective. The arrogance is appalling. The things that these people will say right out in the wide open, not even caring that they get caught lying, is just absolutely sickening.
Yeah, and let me tell you this, these vaccines, they are a form of a traditional vaccine, but they're made with something called modified Vaccinia Ankara. Vaccinia is a cow pox. We got a whole other pox, varicella thing that we're looking at here. And it's ridiculous because we've seen for the last 10 years, there are published studies showing that using that technology results in, guess what, myocarditis. And by the way, the University of Florida has been following those two cases in Broward County that were presumptive for monkeypox. They just came out with something about 12 hours ago saying there's, quote, no urgent threat. Yeah, I'll bet there isn't, because the whole thing was a sham from the beginning.
Unbelievable. The whole thing was planned. And speaking of which, you better plan as well. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. Plan for that upcoming food shortage and the famine, something like we have never seen in the world in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 decades. That's coming up next. Stick around. The Stu Peter Show continues in 60 seconds.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
Food prices are on the rise. Exponential increases are already killing Americans. You've probably noticed this from your monthly grocery bill. But it's all about to get worse, a lot worse. Planting and then growing and harvesting and ultimately selling food, all of that takes time. So the food that we're consuming right now was first planted several months ago. Next fall, we're supposed to be eating the food that was planted right now. But take a look around. What's going on right now? Well, Ukraine is one of the world's biggest agricultural producers, but in a lot of the country, they didn't even plant crops at all this spring, because of the war that our government intentionally stoked to enrich and empower the warmongering DC parasites. In other areas, there'll be no harvest at all because the farmers have been driven away as refugees trying to escape pagan Ukrainian neo-Nazi cannibalistic war criminals, or they've been conscripted into the military or been killed. In some parts of Ukraine, the Zelensky government intentionally triggered floods to stall the Russian army. But whatever the reason, the point is we'll be getting a lot less food out of Ukraine this year. And we'll be getting a lot less food from Russia, too, thanks to our decision to treat 1/8 of the Earth's surface area like it's North Korea. And thanks to the war and global economic turbulence, countries are restricting fertilizer exports also. Even before that, the price of fertilizer was way up. It doesn't take a genius to realize where all of this is headed. We could be seeing the biggest food shortages this planet has seen in decades. Clayton Llewellyn is with the company Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest is a Christian-owned prepper food company with a big variety of offerings. You can get buckets of survival food in amounts sufficient to last a few weeks or even enough to last 12 whole months. You can also buy heirloom seeds for growing the same kinds of non-hybrid, non-GMO vegetables that your ancestors grew a century ago. They also have water filtration tools and fire starter kits, garden planners, first aid kits, and even guides for at-home food canning. We encourage you to check them out at heavensharvest.com. Clayton joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for coming.
Stu, thanks for having me.
So, I mean, this isn't hyperbolic. I'm not some tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist. This all appears to be 100% intentional to starve us as part of the plot to genocide Christians.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're seeing it all over. It's part of the plan. I mean, this is what they've been working on for a few years now. You know, as soon as we saw this last administration get in, like, we knew it was headed this direction. And we saw it coming.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're watching the prices go up right now. I mean, we're watching, obviously, fuel prices go up and all that is planned as well. So you're going to choke out the middle class, starve them to death. They won't be able to afford to drive anywhere. They'll be stuck at home. And then pretty soon the refrigerators and the cupboards are bare. A lot of people probably haven't taken the time to grow their own gardens or aren't taking this seriously, and they aren't stocking up at all.
No, not one bit. But back to what you were saying, like, this has been, we've watched this happen. I mean, come on, 3 years ago or 2 years ago when COVID hit, like, all of a sudden we have a supply chain issue. And now nobody's working, so the processing plants aren't making food. How many processing plants have caught on fire here in the last couple months? I mean, there was another chicken factory that just caught on fire over the weekend. Like, this is all taking place for a reason, but nobody's ready for it. You know, I mean, some people have stuck a little bit in the refrigerator or, you know, a little bit in the closet, but not nearly enough to survive for 2, 3, 4 months or a year. And like you just said, the stuff we're planting today or that they're harvesting today isn't available tomorrow.
Right.
This takes months to get this stuff to the market or get it to the canneries and all that. So it's like, if something bad happens, it's not going to happen for 2 or 3 months. We're going to feel this for 2 or 3 years.
So here in the state of Minnesota and throughout the Midwest, corn is being planted right now, for example. The corn that's being planted right now, the old adage is knee high by the 4th of July. That's what farmers are looking for, is that the corn is knee high by the 4th of July. That stuff isn't harvested until the fall. The same applies for everything that we import from around the world. And this stuff hasn't been planted in the top agricultural producing countries on the planet because of this war, this undeclared war that we're actually fighting right now, that the press doesn't want to tell you that we're fighting, but they're trying to get the American public to stand behind so people like Lindsey Graham can be enriched and empowered. The fossils in our elitist government, that's a criminal organization meant to starve and genocide and kill the people. So it's the engineered bioweapon out of the Wuhan bioweapons lab, COVID-19, scares people towards the bioweapon shots. People are dying all over the place. Top of their peak of their physical condition, dropping dead, athletes collapsing on, you know, professional playing fields everywhere. People are developing vaccine-induced AIDS. That's part of the genocide plan. We now have this fake monkeypox being reported. We have another COVID-level type of pandemic that the media is pushing here to scare everybody, where conveniently there's an mRNA vaccine already ready to go for that too, probably the same death serum that we're getting for this COVID thing. And then now the food shortages, they're literally going to starve you. I believe that this is part of a genocide targeting Christians as they replace us by importing other people from around the world in the name of diversity. And these people won't be able to eat either. But seemingly, all of the food is going to them, and it's being slotted for them. Baby formula is being slotted for them. Well, we can't get it here anywhere. The illegal aliens coming into our country can. So, I mean, is this just all wild and crazy thoughts that I'm having here that just will never come to fruition? Or how do we prepare for this stuff?
Well, what do they say? The difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth is a couple months.
Yeah, about 24 hours now, actually. We're being vindicated daily on this program. So heavensharvest.com, talk to me about this. I mentioned some of the things that you can get there. This is a Christian-owned company that's going to help people to do this. A lot of people don't really know how to prep.
Well, there's a lot to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's in the more I've been in this business, the more I realize there's a lot more to it. Like, we started this thing probably about 10 years ago, and I had ordered some food from another company. That when that food showed up on my door, I was shocked at what they told me was a year's supply. Once I started adding it all up and figuring out the calories, it's not a year. It was about 3 months worth of food. And that got me like, you know, listening any good. Like, if something happens, this is going to go beyond 3 months. You know, so we started with our heirloom seed kit. Like, what do we do to give us more food down the road that we can keep growing and keep growing with it? And the heirloom vegetable seeds were the answer to that. We have an heirloom seed kit. It's got 39 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds. And the heirloom seed, you can harvest the seed from that and plant it again next year. You know what I mean? So that gives you like an abundant supply of food. Like, and you don't have to have an acre garden or 2 acre garden. If you just get something, you put it in a windowsill. If you can get extra tomatoes or some lettuce out of it, like anything you can add to your food storage helps. But we also have the food storage, the freeze-dried food storage. Like, that stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it. You know, you don't, well, you see what happens when we go to the grocery stores. You know what I mean? The food is, they've got food spread out across the shelves just to make it look like they're full. They're not full. You know what I mean? It's the same product over and over and over again. I mean, our grocery store we're at has consolidated and shut off the last three lines of food on the shelves that you can't even go back there anymore. Like, they're running low. And I'll tell you, part of the scary part is this wheat shortage right now. A lot of survival food is made with grains. Like, how much time do we have left before you can't get survival food? Like, it's running out. So it's important to get stocked up on this now to be ready for whatever happens.
Yeah. So as part of the kits that you can get, buckets of survival food sufficient to last a few weeks or even enough to last 12 months. This is for the entire family as well, I'm assuming. This is for
the entire family. We've got four different kits. We've got an entree kit. We've got a protein kit, a breakfast kit, and a fruit and vegetable kit. And I didn't go light on these kits. I mean, they're full of meals. They're not full of rice and beans or drink mixes or anything like that. I mean, they're stocked with real food. So
we were certainly happy to see it. You know, obviously we love doing business with Christians and patriots and Americans that love and embrace our country and care about the population here. These are brothers and sisters in Christ. And these little kids running around here, just take a look at them the next time you're driving around the park. These kids are going to be starving. I mean, this isn't fear mongering. This is trying to prepare you for this.
The babies are already starving.
Right.
Like, we can't even take care of infants in this country. Like, we're out of baby formula. This is crazy to me. I mean, this is the greatest country in the world, and we ran out of baby formula? Like, don't think for a second they're not going to do it to the grocery store shelves.
Yeah, I mean, they've already told you what they want to do. These are the same people that are sponsoring this intentional shortage to starve your babies as the ones that are right now picketing and protesting for their, quote, constitutional right to kill and dismember unborn babies. These are the same people. So if you think they're not capable of starving you, look at what they're already doing to pre-birth children as they're ripping them apart and sucking them out of the womb and then celebrating it like it's their God-given right. These people don't believe in God. These people are demonic Satan worshipers, and they will absolutely kill your kids. They will starve you, and they will lock you down and force you to wear, you know, muzzles on your face and force you into injections and compel you by the threat of the loss of your job and your income that you work simply for the purpose of providing for the kids that you love and care about so much. The destruction of the nuclear family is what they're looking at here in this genocide. Go to heavensharvest.com. Again, heavensharvest.com, and check all of that out. Clayton, it was so great to have you. Thank you so much for being here.
Stu, thanks for having me.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, the recent Australian election didn't go well for conservatives. Shocker. The ruling Liberal Party, which is the more conservative major party there, lost power, and so now the far-left Labour Party holds power instead. But it turns out that the same practices that made election fraud so easy here in the United States in 2020 also exist in Australia. For starters, just like America and unlike most of the world, Australia has no voter ID. Just like in America, the authorities simply refuse to look at voter fraud. And then they cite the lack of criminal prosecutions as proof that fraud never happens. But there's more. Whistleblower Li Menyan claims that in April, she got a call from a Chinese Communist Party operative in Australia who told her that Labour was going to win the election and that as a result, quote, America's ally would fall apart. And sure enough, Labour is promising to play much nicer with China than the outgoing government did. Familiar. In one really weird twist, Australian experts say that the writs of the Australian Electoral Commission are invalid because they just have a black box where the country's Commonwealth seal is supposed to go. And here's another oddity. Australia's constitution requires that the prime minister swear an oath of allegiance to Queen Elizabeth II, who's the Queen of Australia as well as the United Kingdom. But when Anthony Albanese was sworn in, he left that part of the oath out. Maria Z is our Australian correspondent, and she joins us now. So was this just a coincidence, or were these things intentionally left out?
I think that they were intentionally left out, Stu. How can you upload a document that is required by law in order for an election to be valid with no Commonwealth seal present? Either on most of the writs, it was either completely missing, but as per one of the documents that I've sent you, it features a black box. That is intentional. How do you just put a black box on an official government document? This is unbelievable. These writs, there were actually complaints prior to the election that the writs were missing altogether. And then they were later uploaded with this sort of nonsense going on. Now, former Senator Rodney Culleton joined me for an interview. He's a former federal senator. And he said this completely invalidates the election.
Here in the United States, in Georgia specifically, most recently in Candace Taylor's election, there's oddities all over the place, anomalies across the board, and it looks as if percentages of her votes, per the machines, were taken by a different company and then uploaded to the Associated Press, which conveniently knew the results of the election beforehand. As a matter of fact, there was a news outlet in Georgia that accidentally released a test result that appears to be almost exactly the same percentages that were actually obtained. So now, Candace Taylor, if she wants to see the paper ballots and the proof of what actually happened in this election, has to sue in order to get that. We the people should have instant access to all of this. So if you look around the West, Maria, and you take a look at Canada, for example, right now, their prime minister, Justin Trudeau, just said that handguns are going to be banned. They have new legislation there that's going to completely disarm that country, just like what happened down under with you in Australia years ago. You gave up your guns. At that time, everybody was like, wow, look at you, America, really stupid. We here in Australia don't have mass shootings anymore. Well, how did that turn out? No, you don't have mass shootings, and neither do we, really, to speak of. Less than 0.5% of all of the homicides here in this country are performed by, you know, mass school shootings. But giving up the guns. So now the election theft across the West as well. They're toppling all of Western civilization with rigged elections, specifically what happened in Australia.
Yes, that is exactly what's happening, Stu. It is, and it is to create this illusion that the people don't have the power, but that's not the case. There are still far more of us than there are of them. And people need to know that if enough of you make noise and if enough of you stand up to this, you will get their attention. For example, immediately after I did this interview with former Senator Culleton, the mainstream media, The Guardian, writes an article the following day trying to refute a whole bunch of the claims, though they dare not write about the writs missing the Commonwealth seal. And like you said, they actually said prior to the elections that we would have Trump-style election misinformation campaigns. They've even written here that online groups connected to the anti-lockdown or anti-vaccine mandate movements have raised claims that the election results were fraudulent. There is an attack on people that wish to stand up and hold their government accountable. They don't want you to ask any questions. This is consistent all the way across the West. And we must, the people, we must take a stand against this, whether it's elections, whether it's injections, whatever it is that's not wrong that's being done to the people, we must continue to push back.
So, I mean, I got to ask, they refer to these people as anti-vax, anti-lockdown. First of all, who in the hell is pro-lockdown? What citizen of any allegedly free country who is afforded inalienable God-given rights would be pro-lockdown? Like, I mean, just think of the term lockdown and then try to process that in your brain as something normal for you and your kids to have to endure being locked inside of your home or locked out of a place of worship or locked in away from civilization. Who in the hell is part of this pro-lockdown movement other than genocidal, psychopathic maniacs that want to kill and depopulate the world, killing Christians all over the place? I mean, who is for this, really?
Other than people with Stockholm syndrome, Stu, I don't know who would be pro-lockdown. We know that they didn't work. Anyone who looks at the data and the real science behind this sees that lockdowns achieve nothing but mass conditioning. And this is exactly what it was for. It was a conditioning program for later climate lockdowns, which will come now that we are ruled by insane leftists all over the West.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the pre-predicted floods that will last for a certain period of time with a start and end date because they know how to control the amount of rain that's going to happen or how to control the environment. So the pre-predicted floods that we've talked about on this program, you brought that to our attention months ago. Once again, you'll be vindicated there now that this Labor Party is in control. Do you predict that this is going to be a catastrophic level event with the flooding that's going to happen?
Well, it already has been, Stu. So many people have lost their homes, their lives. Even lives that have been lost haven't been reported by the media, but we've got people on the ground who were there helping, saying that lives have been lost. Many, many thousands of homes were lost, and the government are telling these people not to go back, not to rebuild, because they want smart cities in these places. They want to push people out of rural areas. They don't want you to have your own food. They don't want you to have your own animals that you eat. They want you eating bugs in pods in their smart cities where you're tracked and traced and every single thought that you have is recorded on the Internet of Things. It's a nightmare. It's a dystopian nightmare, and we cannot let this happen.
Yeah, you talked about anti-vax and pro-lockdown or anti-lockdown people, and these two people are, you know, fighting back and forth. These pro-lockdown people will never really understand it. And you also mentioned looking at the data of what lockdowns do. What about the data of what these shots do? I mean, do the people that are so-called pro-vax understand, first of all, this is not a vaccine, but that this is gene editing therapy? And even if they don't buy into everything that we have discovered and proven to be inside of these death serum shots, and there's probably far more in there than what we know already, but all we do know and have to look at is the fact that this shot has killed more than three times as many people, according to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, which is way underreported, than every other single vaccine combined. Who would be pro that other than genocidal psychopath maniacs with the intent to mass murder and kill Christians around the world, around the globe? Or across the flat earth, if you're Lauren Witzke.
The VAERS system, which they've been deleting data off in order to hide all of the truth that's coming out. Yes, Stu, you're absolutely correct. I think that there are always going to be people, according to Professor Desmet, he talks about mass formation. There are always going to be people that don't understand, and we can't waste time on them. But the reality is that more and more people are realizing, unfortunately, after lives are being lost, unfortunately, after ending up with permanent disability and injury as a result of these shots, but more people are starting to realize and they are saying no. And I think that if they keep pushing people, they will certainly have a battle on their hands with the amount of people that are going to say, no, we are not interested in this dystopian, totalitarian nightmare. No, thank you.
Yeah. And we talked with Edward Saul earlier. We now have the receipts and the proof that monkeypox was planned a year ago with the exact release date of May 15th, 2022. Interesting how prophetic these people are. We talked with Dr. Jane Ruby, who predicted that this was all going to be antibody-dependent enhancement and vaccine-induced AIDS, and that this monkeypox thing may be intended consequences of the bioweapon shots because that they knew that this was going to happen. And now we've got these pre-predicted floods and stolen elections. So with the anti-vax movement and the anti-lockdown movement, which are actually sane people, There's also another group of people called the anti-stolen elections movement. And you made an interesting point and a very valid one that, look, we still outnumber these psychopaths. There's probably just a couple of thousand of them around the world, and there's billions of us. How many of the people, the majority of those people there, are actually speaking out in Australia and want to see, hey, prove to me, show me that the Labour Party actually won this. We have no voter ID and all kinds of room for fraud.
We have a few parties that are actually raising the alarm on this and wanting, calling for a voter, an audit, my apologies. And I am still investigating the matter. So I'm also speaking to an independent later on today, Stu, to talk about their experience and the reports that they've made to the Australian Electoral Commission about misinformation being given to people calling up asking, how do I actually vote for this independent candidate? And then being told, oh, no, you can't vote for that person. And then all of the votes that went to those independents being completely ignored, thrown out as invalid votes. That's a whole other story, but I want to actually speak to this individual before I give you that information.
The minute you do, please get a hold of us. Maria Z, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, Maria. Thank you so much. All right, let's talk about the importance of magnesium. I didn't understand until recently how important magnesium is. This stuff fights bad mood, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress. Who doesn't have a little bit of anxiety and stress going on in the world right now? Kind of a rhetorical question, right? If you're getting like sleepless nights, if you're not getting the deep sleep, if you don't feel rested, all types of these things could be a magnesium deficiency. Did you know that 50 million or more Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency and they never really understood the importance of magnesium for your body's overall health? Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Seriously, do this right now. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough is going to give you the magnesium that you need. You can do the research on your own and study the importance of magnesium in your system. Do not be magnesium deficient. Go right now to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Also, at checkout, if you like saving money and if you like free shipping, use promo code StuPeters10. StuPeters10 will get you 10% off plus free shipping when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Well, the World Health Organization has gained a whole lot of power over the past 2 years thanks to the bioweapon marketed as something called COVID-19. But now they're trying to pull off their biggest trick of all, which is making this power grab permanent instead of temporary. And lucky for them, even some members of the Republican Party are happy to help them do it. James Roguski writes a Substack where he follows the developments at the World Health Organization and World Health Assembly. Unlike almost anybody else, James actually watches the live streams and public hearings that these two demonic organizations hold. It's astonishing what these people are willing to say in public. They're that confident that most people won't bother watching their public statements. And of course, the major press outlets are too corrupt and too criminal and too ideologically aligned or bought off to do their jobs and actually inform the public. So as a result, the wannabe health dictators have gotten arrogant. They just assume that they can get away with anything, and they might be proving us right. Right now, the World Health Organization is ramming through changes to the international health regulations. These regulations, which our government agreed to during the George W. Bush administration, allow the World Health Organization to ignore or override the laws and even the Constitution of the United States. The new amendments that they're ramming through would allow WHO bureaucrats to declare emergencies and compel lockdowns in countries without needing senior elected officials like the president or the prime minister to sign off on it. Language that previously gave elected leaders the final authority has been deliberately removed. This is an insane power grab. And the World Health Organization thinks that they can get away with it by simply repeating the word COVID-19 enough. Right now, it looks like a reasonable strategy for them. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul endorsed these revisions months ago. James Roguski joins us now to talk more about this. James, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate your time.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me. We've got a ton of good news. Where do you want to start?
Bring it.
Well, the World Health Assembly is over, and the Biden administration's proposals that I've been talking about for the last 2 months went down to an absolutely stunning defeat. So the things that you just mentioned that they were trying to do, they just completely got all of that kicked to the curb. And so the amendments that were trying to shift, you know, kind of a great reset of shifting control and authority from the nations to the WHO, they never even got them up for a vote because nations around the world obviously read the document and they said, what in the heck are you doing? the fancy diplomatic phrase that they used was they were unable to reach a consensus. Then what happened on Tuesday, another completely different document was submitted. A lot of nations had much to say about it. It really was a soap opera. I was binge watching, you know, the WHO proceedings in the middle of the night all week long. And it's actually quite entertaining if you know who the players are and you know all of the games that are being played. Clearly, backroom deals were going on. They made no attempt to hide the fact that this wasn't going to be discussed in public. They literally, you know, mentioned that they were doing that. On Friday, the new document was resubmitted with some additional changes, and we got the cherry on top of a complete and total destruction of what the Biden administration was hoping to have, where additional sovereignty was actually given to the individual nations. You can think of it, it's similar to a line item veto, where now if any amendments occur in the future, which we don't have to worry about until next year, each nation can do what they say is a reservation. If there's another amendment, the nations will be able to say, well, you know, we don't like that part of it, we don't like that part of it. They just write a letter and they give their understanding of what that is. They can always reject it, but now they can kind of sort of fine tune it. So we want a complete and total victory. You know, power to the people. The power of the people is actually greater than the people who think they're in power.
Okay, so I just want to be perfectly clear here, because one world government or the World Health Organization or any entity being able to override, supersede laws in the constitution of sovereign countries is a huge threat. It's a global threat, and it's something that people should be extremely concerned about. This was an underreported story. Obviously, the press hid all of these meetings and these hearings and the fact that Biden was trying to sell us off and sell off our sovereignty as well to this Great Reset New World Order agenda perpetuated by the WHO and Klaus Schwab and George Soros and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all the usual suspects. So we have nothing to worry about here anymore. Is that what you're saying? I mean, is that, I just want to be perfectly clear.
Oh, no, you should always be vigilant. What we can clearly say is that which, you know, you reported on a number of times and others, what was going on last week was an absolute complete and total victory for the people. The word obviously got to some of the smaller nations, African nations, the nation of Brunei and India and Iran and Russia and Namibia and a handful of others. All of this is documented on my Substack. You know, they spoke up and they said, you know, we're not having this. And instead, they pushed through. It took them all week with backroom negotiations. But instead of losing sovereignty to the WHO, they actually stole back some more that they didn't have before the week started.
Don't you find it a little bit interesting, James, that some of the countries that you just mentioned, like, you know, African countries and Russia, are actually standing and fighting against the implementation of this New World Order or this Great Reset? But yet, meanwhile, actual Republicans here in the United States of America are actually endorsing and sponsoring and thinking this sounds like a good idea. This Congressman Michael McCaul, who is this clown? And why would somebody support this? Why would this guy support this?
Well, he, amongst others, spent the week at Davos, is my understanding. He was on the list. Okay. To try to make a very long story short, what we identified was I had about 100,000 people come through one of my articles to get help in terms of sharing this information with their congresspeople. And what happened with more than a handful of Republicans, and we have all of the documentation, all of the letters that they sent back to their constituents, said that the negotiations for the amendments actually started during the Trump administration. Representative McCaul actually wrote the minority report for the Republican Party calling for the changes that the Biden administration ultimately submitted. And these Republicans were, quite frankly, dumb enough to support in writing to their constituents their support for what Biden was proposing.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you just a little bit here. I don't think that they're dumb. I think that this is intentional. I think this is an infiltration. We see actual Democrats changing their party affiliation to Republican, trying to pull the wool over the eyes of Americans and just saying, oh, there's an R next to my name, so you should support me and you should vote for me. You should fund me. You should, you know, contribute to my campaign. Communist infiltration in our government is a major concern, and it seems to have made its way all the way to the former president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, as he was dealing with PLA officials and the Taiha Institute and the ridiculously named Humpty Dumpty Institute as the only Republican there for decades. When I was confronting him on this, he got really nervous. He was in his Argoyle sweater and sweating profusely, couldn't get out of the interview quick enough. So this is a major concern for people. So now you have actual communists like Michael McCaul, who's a communist, One World Order, New World Order, Great Reset supporter and endorser of this takeover that would completely sell off the sovereignty and individual liberties and freedoms of Americans. So I don't think that they're dumb, James. I think that this is the long game and that this is intentional. So identifying who these communists are posing as Republicans and infiltrating our government is extremely important. And Michael McCaul seems to be one of them, among others. Do you have other names?
Devious for sure. Dumb in the sense that they actually put it in writing.
Yeah.
And so if the article is seeking clarification, and we got a half a dozen, I can't remember all of the names.
We're always going to catch them. We're going to catch them every single time, and then we're going to name them. Here, let's put his picture up here. This is Congressman Michael McCaul. Let's put his picture on the screen right now. This is him. Here is a communist who has infiltrated the government here, posing and pretending to be a representative of the people. But no, he is a communist looking to take over our country, sell you down the river, and ultimately genocide your Christian family. That's Michael McCaul. That's what he wants to do. So we've got a victory. What are we looking for now, real quickly here? What's next upcoming?
In the past 2 months, I've been very clearly saying to people, if you hear someone talking about the pandemic treaty, I'll be talking to you about that in June. That was a decoy to take attention away from the amendments to the international health regulations. Well, now the script is flipped because we're done with the amendments until next year. They'll come back with something next year. But starting now, go to stopthewho.com. That's actually an article that I wrote more than 2 months ago about the proposed pandemic treaty. Stopthewho.com. They will be having a public comment period in the middle of June. They're going to have a meeting in July. Their intergovernmental negotiating body, which is a working group to shepherd this process. And they're shooting for August 1st to have the first draft of these accords. You know, if you think Paris Climate Accords, you know, now they want to have the Geneva Pandemic Accords. People will now have a chance to learn what this is all about. All of the other lamestream media that has been talking about the pandemic treaty as if it's a real thing, there are many proposals that are out there and they're horrifying. I documented all of this 2 months ago. Go to stopthewho.com. Now we're switching gears. We have a victory, but you know, that was just a skirmish in a never-ending battle because these folks never stop. But you know, we got to celebrate a little bit this weekend.
All right. Well, I'm happy to celebrate with you. Absolutely.
Yep. Good news is always wonderful.
Yes, we love good news. Stopthewho.com, stopthewho.com. This is the guy right here doing what nobody else is doing, which is watching these hearings. We encourage you to do the same.
Let me leave my number. It's 310-619-3055. You can certainly text me. But man, I have met so many wonderful people, Stu. It's been glorious.
I still can't believe it. He doxes himself on international television every day.
619-3055. It's that serious. It is that serious. I'm that serious about it. Thank you for the opportunity.
I gotta go. Yes, absolutely. James Roguski, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. All right, there it is. Against my counsel, against my better judgment, against my advice. There he is, James Roguski, giving out his cell phone number on a national broadcast. Doxing himself, I guess. He seems to know what he's doing. Stopthewho.com, make sure that you go there. All right, so are you thinking clearly? How about that? Let's move on to that. How about you? Are you thinking clearly? Are you able to process all of the information that's coming in at lightning speed, the information superhighway? The news cycle, which used to be like, what, 24 hours, is now about 24 milliseconds. New things coming out all the time. When you wake up in the morning trying to process these things and get your brain working can sometimes be a challenge. You hit the snooze button a few times. You need that extra shot of caffeine. You need that cup of coffee before you're even willing to interact with other people. I don't like interacting with other people, period, actually. But you probably need brain supplements. These things are brilliant. I'm telling you, they're safe, they're non-addictive, they're 100% legal, and a custom formula for you based on your answers when you go to dominanceondemand.com is going to help you. It's like a switch for your brain in the morning. You can take all of the fragmented information and put it together. You'll be ready to interact with people. Nobody will be able to pull the wool over your eyes. I promise you that. Go to dominanceondemand.com. Check out the great brain supplements from Newtopia at dominanceondemand.com.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Your $40 billion contribution to an undeclared war in Ukraine to arm neo-Nazi pagan war criminals, plus tax hikes and hyperinflation and government theft, all things that you need to protect yourself from. This guy can do it. Carlos Cortez joining us now for the Money Minute. In less than 1 minute, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, you're hosting a free class. You do it every Tuesday and Thursday. What are people going to learn today?
We've been talking about this for years, Stu, and just over this past week, believe it or not, Joe Biden just wanted to pass a bill that increases the required minimum distribution rate for IRAs. They're coming after your IRAs. We're going to simply be talking about how to avoid tax mitigation in the legal way using 7702 of the IRS code, and how our patriotic listeners can take advantage of the current unadulterated tax code right now.
Go there right now. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. I got to get out of here. I'm running up against this break. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Many be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we are the ones that's used to it. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save